if people wondering if you would know this term, if they have a pretty vigorous stance and they would beat their foot on the floor, what would you, how would you refer to that?
My daddy used to do a book dance. What was that? I've forgotten the name of it, but it's, that was what they called a hoedown and a book something. But I've forgotten that.
I have no idea. Buck and Wing, is that?
No, but let's see, what was it?
How would they refer to the, what would he be doing with these foot?
He'd be dancing and every once in a while that one foot would come down pretty hard, you know.
Would they call it a stomp?
That would be stomping.
I see. And would he be sitting or?
Oh, he'd be standing.
Oh, I see. I see. And moving around then. I see. Suppose your sweetheart, or your supposed young man, who was to be your sweetheart, when he first met you, how would he, how would you become acquainted? Would he ask you?
The way I met my husband, his sister, who is just 1 year older than I, they had just moved to town. We had been there ever since I was little. And they were on the same street. And so she told my sister and I that she wanted us to meet her brother. And we told her we couldn't go up to her house just to meet her brother. And she said, well, I'll tell her that Dale had left a scarf up there. And so that's the way I met my husband. We, three of us, went up there and Ada went in and asked her mother and father and Jean. Jean was there, my husband. And she said, have you seen anything of Dale? She thought she left it here the other day. And then she introduced us, you know. And the first time he dated anyone, he dated my older sister. And the one she married dated me.
Oh, I see.
But after that, Jean dated me. And my older sister married the man that I first dated. And I married the one that she first dated.
I see. And how would he, if he met you at the Chautauqua, and you happen to be alone, how would he ask you if he could escort you?
I tell you what happened. What would happen before I met Jean? We'd my sister and I and two girls, the Latham girls, right across the street from us, would always go to prayer meeting at Baptist Church. We never missed one. Well, the boys wouldn't go to church. But they'd stand outside the church until the prayer meeting was over, and then they would escort us home. They'd say, may I see you home?
I see. Mm-hmm.
And I had one boy, one Jean, that this girl and I, he would escort us home. He I don't think he ever would ask us. He would just come up right between us, you know. And he would fan us all the way home. We have laughed about that more, but I guess he was timid. And he's still living, but he used to escort us home from prayer meeting.